Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday at this time here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Bank in Shelton and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Shelton, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Shelton. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Shelton, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Shelton, Corner Discount in Shelton, and by Maintainer Corporation in Shelton. Today on Talk of the Town, we'll talk to Amy Salzma of Salzma's Pumpkin Patch, and we will visit with her right after this.
Corner Discount in Shelton, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices, so you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Shelton. The train station 2 has arrived in Shelton, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Shelton.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Shelton, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Welcome back to today's edition of Talk of the Town. In the studio with me is Amy Salzma of Salzma's Pumpkin Patch and Salzma's Fireworks. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Tom.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, we have you on today because your sister kind of threw you under the bus and called me last week and said, Amy probably won't tell you, but their 25th anniversary of Salzma's Pumpkin Patch is coming up very soon, so you should have her on Talk of the Town. And I said, by golly, you're right. Tell me, first of all, before we get to the 25th anniversary, let's go back in time a little bit. Now, before it was the Pumpkin Patch and Salzma's Fireworks, it was something, as Monty Python used to say, completely different.
Yes, it was Salzma Auto Sales. And so my father-in-law started that in 1982, and we sold cars until 2000.
Okay, I remember seeing the cars driving past, you know. Spencer's my hometown, so we'd drive past and just, oh, car lot, interesting. And, of course, at that time, there were a ton of car lots cropping up.
Yes.
Car lots cropping up. But in that till 1982, and then sometime later, Salzma's Pumpkin Patch, if we're talking 25th anniversary, tell me how that all came to be.
Yes. So when I was a kid, I grew up just north of Newkirk on the blacktop, and we always had a really large garden. And I had two older sisters, and my entire childhood, we always would put pumpkins out by the road and sell them for a nickel, a dime, or a quarter. And all the neighbors would come and buy a few pumpkins. And one year in particular, we were in the paper. I was 7 or 8 years old, and we made $24 that year.
Wow.
And I was splitting that with my sister. So my $12 I was going to save for college at 7 or 8 years old. So
I'm sure that went a long way toward a college education.
Yeah, about 4 pages in a book now.
But when you're that old, or when you're that age, that's a ton of money.
It was neat. Yeah. And so fast forward to 1999, I had two small children, and I was working at the car lot, and I asked my father-in-law for just a little corner of the cornfield right there, just a 40-foot by 40-foot little corner, and he said, yep, and so I planted a few things there, and later in the spring, I noticed we noticed there was some rows in a cornfield that got missed planting. So we threw a few more seeds in there, and that was our first crop, one golf cart trailer load of pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had 1 year of cars and 1 year of pumpkins out on the highway.
So from a 40 by 40 foot plot, how much land do you plant now?
Yes. So now I have 5 acres of pumpkins and a 5 acre corn maze. The most pumpkins I did plant was 11 acres, and my back decided that it didn't like that anymore, so we pared it down.
And that doesn't get better as you get older. I hate
no,
to break it,
it does
to
not.
You. Oh, so when did you, when you would have added the fireworks was, I'm sure, as soon as they became legal in Iowa.
Yes, 2017. So worked.
It's been that long already.
It has,
holy
yes.
Cow. Okay.
And I can credit a friend years and years before that. He mentioned it at a ball game. We were sitting at a Little League game, and he said, you guys should sell fireworks. And it had to be like 5 years before it was even an option. And I thought, wow, I don't know anything about fireworks. But, you know, it worked out, and it's really fun, and I enjoy both those seasons. They're kind of intense, long, you know, just every day for 6 weeks or mm-hmm. 8 weeks, but something we thoroughly enjoy.
Now, for the fireworks, do you do those just in the summer season, or do you do the winter season as well?
We are allowed to do the winter season as well because we are a permanent facility.
Right.
So we can sell for the Christmas and New Year's time.
Fantastic. So that keeps you busy for a couple of times of the year with that. And then the pumpkins in the middle.
Yes. And I'm also a substitute teacher, so.
And in your spare time.
Yep.
Oh, goodness gracious. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk to Amy about the 25th anniversary of Salzma's Pumpkin Patch, and we'll do that right after we do this.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC. Nick Liskeen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. In the studio with me this morning, Amy Salzma of Salzma's Pumpkin Patch. Salzma's Pumpkin Patch and Salzma's Fireworks, located between Hartley and Sanborn on the north side of Highway 18. As I mentioned to you before we went on the air, drive past all the time, and the exact location between the two towns, it escapes me until I go past and see you, because you guys are hard to miss out there.
Yes, at certain times of the year, especially in the fall, if you don't notice the patch, you're not paying attention.
Exactly. Or you're paying attention to the road.
Yes. That's good too.
Now, just so that everybody gets credit, you want to shout out to the sister that threw you under the bus so that you would be here this morning?
Sure. My sister, Gail. She lives in Alton, and she has helped me out at the patch over the years as well. So thank you very much, sister. Love you.
She the one who sent you the text during the break?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And she said, you're doing great, right?
Yep.
Anyway, Salzma's Pumpkin Patch, 25th anniversary. How are you celebrating?
Well, you know, we don't want to just do one weekend because Why not? It's the whole season, correct?
Right.
And so we open on Labor Day, mm-hmm. and we're open every day from Labor Day to Halloween. And then we have the Clay County Fair thrown in there. So we kind of let that 10 days have their 10 days. And starting September 21, we're going to have food trucks for 5 weeks on Saturday and Sunday. We've done that the last few years, and that goes over really well.
Mm-hmm.
And people love that. And So the first weekend, we have Double M Concessions, and we're going to have face painting and probably a few more things I'm working on for the, you know, a few weeks there that we're going to have special things every Saturday.
Sure.
And the next week, we have Burn Unit coming, and we're going to have a car cruise in.
Ooh.
We got a VW Bug classic car last year. And
oh, very
so
cool.
I had a car cruise in, and that was super fun. And so we're going to do that again. Then October 5 and 6, we have JW's Little Red Food Truck coming and our Great Pumpkin Smash, where we've done that a few years now, and you come and sign up that day, and I pick four or five people, and they get a smash a pumpkin, and there's money inside. So
okay. And so with what do they smash the pumpkin?
Well, they just have to throw it down.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's not like they're going going all nuts with a sledgehammer or anything.
No, no heavy equipment.
Okay. I thought I'd clarify that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have on October 12 and 13, La Bamba food truck with, I'm still working on extra events for those last two weekends.
Sure.
So, yeah. We're excited about that.
Something fun and exciting every weekend.
Yes, and go ahead.
I was just going to say Burn Unit I'm familiar with, and it doesn't get much better than that.
I know.
Yeah.
They've come quite a few times over the years, so.
And it's great. It's absolutely great. It's worth the trip just for the food, not to mention the pumpkins and everything else going on.
Right, and I have a lot of people that do that. They come just for lunch, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have that. Option for people.
Just out of curiosity, we've talked about the size of the plot. About how many pumpkins do you sell a year?
Oh boy, I get that question every year, and I just say a lot. And as a general rule of there, it's the smaller the pumpkin, the more you get on each vine. So
sure.
The little baby ones, you get maybe 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big ones, you get maybe two or three. So I don't know. It's a lot.
I was going to say a ton, but probably multiple tons.
Many tons.
Yeah, many tons of pumpkins.
So that same golf cart that I started the first year, I still have it.
Okay.
And I've had to replace the tires on it, but instead of one load, it's, you know, maybe two or three loads a day now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Salzman's Pumpkin Patch, and again, you're doing the celebration from... Well, you're open from Labor Day until Halloween,
yep.
But the celebration weekends are...
September 21, and that's when we start the food trucks.
Okay.
And so we have a food truck every Saturday and Sunday through October 19 and 20.
Okay.
So
super. So lots of fun and exciting stuff happening at Salzman's Pumpkin Patch. And from everybody I talked to, it's always a good time when they come over there.
Yes. And, you know, we've added so many things over the years. We have a store now, so we have lots of local consigners. We have the corn maze. We have a backyard area for picnics or just hanging out and games.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the color of your hoodie, for folks, of course, this is radio, so she is dressed like a pumpkin, sort of, this morning. You don't just blend in with the crop?
No,
okay.
I rep the brand. We got to have the
there
orange.
You go. That's the great way to put it. Fantastic. Amy, thanks for coming in to talk to me this morning. Congratulations on 25 years in the pumpkin business and many, many years in the future. So 25 years, you would have been like four.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Take that and run with it. Okay. Amy Salzma from Salzma's Pumpkin Patch. And fireworks. Anything else that I haven't asked you about that you want to touch on?
Well, I just want to thank our customers. You know, 25 years is a long time, and we have many faithful people that come out every year. And that's one of the things I love about the patch is that I get to see those people come
absolutely.
Out.
It's like a reunion of friends.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure all the special stuff that you got going on the weekends, I'm sure folks just keep listening to Kiowa and they'll hear more about that.
You bet.
Every week. Okay. Amy, thank you very much. Amy Salzma from Salzma's Pumpkin Patch and Salzma's Fireworks. 25th anniversary of Salzma's Pumpkin Patch this year. We'll be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
Northwest Iowa Community College has strong signature programs. That means NCC's reputation in industry gives our graduates an edge in the employment search. With industry-specific classes, you know your stuff by the time you graduate. Our instructors have worked in their specialized fields in industry and can relay real-world experiences to enhance your learning. Employers take notice when you have NCC listed on your resume. NCC, your success is our story.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town program with Amy Salsma. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Salsma's Pumpkin Patch, located between Sanborn and Hartley on Highway 18. They will open September 1st, open September 1st, and be open through Halloween, Salsma's Pumpkin Patch. I want to say thank you this morning to our sponsors, Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, Northwest Iowa Community College, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, Train Station in Alton and the Train Station 2 in Sheldon, and Corner Discount in Sheldon. Join us again Monday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town right here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. And if you missed part of today's program, you can catch it as a podcast on the website a little later this morning. That's KIWARadio.com.